With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Ukraine is criticizing Russia as the real obstacle to peace after an overnight attack on Kiev. It killed at least 9 people, injured more than 60 others. The BBC's John Donison is in the Ukrainian capital.
In the early hours of the morning, anti-aircraft fire lit up the sky over central Kyiv as Russia attacked the city with missiles and drones. Explosions could be seen from our rooftop position and people ran for shelter. The northeastern city of Kharkiv was also targeted. The attacks come as diplomatic efforts to bring an end to the war grind on.
And White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says President Trump is frustrated that Ukrainian President Zelensky has ruled out ceding Crimea to Russia as part of a potential peace deal.
The president is not asking Ukraine to recognize Crimea. Nobody has asked them to do that. What he is asking is for people to come to the negotiating table, recognizing that this has been a brutal war for far too long. And in order to make a good deal, both sides have to walk away a little bit unhappy.
And Vice President Vance says the Ukrainian negotiations have reached a crucial turning point, suggesting the time for talk is just about over.
It's now time, I think, to take, if not the final step, one of the final steps, which is at a broad level, the party saying we're going to stop the killing, we're going to freeze the territorial lines at some level close to where they are today.
So many people lined up to see Pope Francis lying in state at St. Peter's Basilica. The Vatican kept the doors open all night. The Vatican says more than 50,000 people had paid their final respects in the first 12 hours of the public viewing. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures are lower. The Dow futures down 194 points, while the Nasdaq futures are off 74 points. This is SRN News. Drag Queen Story Hour goes nationwide.
Instances of local libraries hosting men dressed as women reading picture books to small children began as an isolated phenomenon. But now an organization called Drag Story Hour has established a website to bring these performances to places all across the country. DSH has affiliates in 27 cities that will help book Drag Queen Story Hour at any public library. The organization is also establishing affiliates in foreign countries to export the practice. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democratic Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison has filed a preemptive lawsuit against President Trump over transgenderism. Mr. Trump has declared that Title IX does not allow boys to play against girls on school sports teams or use female bathrooms, and the administration has filed suit against Maine over the issue. Ellison believes Minnesota is next and decided to take preemptive legal action against the administration. This is SRN News. This may explain some Oscar wins.
If you ever wondered how a questionable film won an Oscar, this may be the reason. Members of the Academy were not required to watch the films. Oscar voters are now required to actually watch the movies they are voting on. The Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Sciences made the announcement Monday, along with other updates. Up until now, actually seeing the nominated film was only required for voting in certain Oscar categories, like Best Documentary and Best International Film. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
China's space program continues to advance. The communist country has launched 3 astronauts on a mission to replace the crew on board China's space station. The launch comes as China's plans for a manned mission to the moon draw ever closer. More details at srnnews.com.